An economist, Dr. John Gatti, said ordinary commitments from government to achieve that. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwati.
It's a test case for the president and for the economy in general this time around, because every election year we have this overrun. We are in the middle of the IMF program, which focuses very much on fiscal discipline, and the issue of controlling our over expenditure in this election year is one of the key focus in the program. All the stakeholders have talked about this, and the president is indicating his commitment. We only have to wait and see how the fiscal year will end. But I believe the president alone and his team cannot achieve this. He can only achieve this on the back of collaboration and support from all the stakeholders in the game. We're talking about labor and the demand by various towns, traditional areas, constituencies. Already we started hearing some areas saying that without specific provision of items to them, they will not participate in the electioneering process. These are the things that will make a president to do things in the interest of people in the top 10, but we all pay for it in terms of budget overrun.
Are you implying that despite the commitment of the president to ensure there is no budget overrun, certain factors could push him to renege on that promise?
Exactly. Even though a budget ought to make allocation for what I may call miscellaneous or things that you may not necessarily see, if those things increase in number and the financial commitment goes beyond what is anticipated, then definitely you are going to overspend in the interest of those emerging issues. We have started seeing that. So if we are not able to control that going into election year, then the talk about controlling over expenditure this particular time may be undermined.
Doc, aside those pressures which naturally would come in an election year, the desire to win an election has been an intuitive feeling among most incumbents. Isn't this going to be another enticing factor that could push the president to renege on the promise he made?
The desire to win also depends on the achievement and the posturing of the government for and during election year. If majority of people appreciate the projects and programs that you have undertaken and you communicate that effectively, you do not need to inject in a lot of money